This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. As high-performing as the Holstein cow is today, there are always ways to make the cow more profitable. Dr. Chad Daco is researching new ways of making cattle more feed-efficient.
Feed is 50 to 60% of a dairy producer's cost, so if we can reduce that cost and become economically more efficient, that's great, right?
Researchers determine how issues can be improved and tackle it head-on, like Dr. Anna Denicol, who's studying environmental adaptability and heat stress.
Heat stress is a problem, right? It affects the productivity of the dairy. It has a huge economic impact. So anything that we can try to do to decrease those effects, and I was just talking to some colleagues just now, this is not a magic bullet because there isn't one, right? We need to try to build tools that together will create a solution. And I think this really is a step in the right direction.
The research process on paper looks pretty straightforward. In practice, it often gets complex, like the research Dr. J.P. Martins is doing into milk production and fertility.
Cows that had higher milk production, they had more double ovulations. As is shown, these programs are really highly effective on increasing progesterone during the growth of the follicle for timed AI and increasing fertility of lactating dairy cows.
Holstein Association USA's grant program is all in the name of improvement for a cause. And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.